My guest at this time is Kentucky Republican Congressman Ed Whitfield. He represents the Bluegrass State's 1st Congressional District. He is also the chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Energy and Power. We want to get his thoughts for the next few minutes on what he says is the real story of the Cushing Pipeline, the line from Oklahoma down to the Gulf Coast that President Obama is now promising to expedite. The congressman says this is a good idea, but the president shouldn't be taking credit for the fact that it's happening because he says the president had nothing to do with it taking place, and at best, he's just not getting in the way, as the congressman and other Republicans claim he is doing, of course, with respect to the larger Keystone XL pipeline. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, Greg, thank you. I really look forward to talking to you, and I know the president has been out making announcements about Cushing Pipeline, and it's sort of frustrating that he would be out there trying to take credit for a pipeline that was going to be built, and he really had nothing to do with it.
Well, what is the story behind this part of the pipeline, the southern part of it?
Well, the southern part of it has been planned for some time, and of course that would be the culmination of the Keystone Pipeline coming out of Alberta, Canada. And of course, without the Alberta, Canada portion, this pipeline from Cushing down to Port Arthur will not really be fully utilized. And I think the president is simply trying to divert attention from the fact that he basically at this point has killed the Keystone Pipeline that is designed to bring 700,000 barrels of oil a day from Alberta to the refineries in South Texas. And it's typical of this administration, though, the president goes out and tries to leave the impression that he is doing one thing when in actuality he, for example, has killed the Keystone Pipeline. But he wants to leave the impression with the American people that he's being progressive and he's doing everything possible to lower gasoline prices in the future by bringing more oil to America. And yet, he has nothing to do with this Cushing pipeline.
What is the real story behind this pipeline?
Well, the real story is that the private investors that are building this pipeline know that it's an integral part of fulfilling the Keystone pipeline, if it can ever be built, to maximize the number of barrels of oil coming out of Alberta. And we don't want there to be a bottleneck in that area, and so they're still hopeful that Keystone can be built. And, of course, as you know, we also have a lot of oil coming out of the Bakken field, and the more supply of oil that we have, we believe that in the future we can lower gasoline prices because we're able to fully explore and use our domestic resources.
What will be the economic impact of constructing just this part of the pipeline?
I don't really think there's going to be a major economic impact of constructing this part of the pipeline. I mean, there'll be some jobs, obviously, relating to construction, but we need the entire pipeline for this to be effective. And I do believe he's misleading the American people when he goes down and makes a big publicity stunt out of this Cushing portion.
The president's had a couple of explanations as to why he's rejected the Keystone Pipeline. One that we talked about with one of your colleagues just yesterday is that this is something the Republicans forced upon him in the payroll tax bill, and that he really was, in general, receptive to it, but you forced his hand on a timetable. There wasn't enough time to study it. The other issue is that the Republican governor of Nebraska stopped a plan that was already done from going through because he wanted to reroute the pipeline. What do you make of the latter contention?
Well, let me just address both. This pipeline, Keystone Pipeline, has been under study for 40 months by the federal government. About 8 different agencies of the federal government have looked at it. Normally, pipelines in America have been built and have obtained the necessary permits within 24 months. And the only reason that Congress acted to require him to make a decision by this past February is that the Department of State had already indicated that the option of building a pipeline versus not building the pipeline, it would be the best interest of the American people to build the pipeline. And then soon after that, when everyone was anticipating the president would approve the pipeline, he announced that he was not going to make a decision until after the November 12 presidential election. And it was quite obvious to everyone that he was catering to some rather radical environmentalist groups. And even they praised him for this decision. So once he decided he was not going to decide, Congress passed legislation directing him to make a decision by this past February, you know, last month. And we passed it in the House, of course, and the Senate did not pass it. But he has had adequate time, and in fact, there's been a final environmental impact statement rendered. Everyone agreed that it was the right thing to do, that it could be done in an environmentally safe way. And the only thing at issue here was about 60 miles through Nebraska because of some concerns relating to an aquifer. The governor decided he would just change the route for that 60 miles or so. But the Nebraska Environmental Agency there had final approval on it. Everything looked good, and so the president is simply using this as an excuse because he is trying to placate environmentalists for this election.
Congressman, you mentioned a moment ago that the full Keystone Pipeline could potentially have an impact on energy prices. Just in the last couple of days, a lot of folks who are skeptical of that point to an Associated Press study that contends that, I believe in the last 36 years or so, they concluded that there wasn't necessarily a direct connection between domestic supply and prices at the pump. What's your reaction to that?
Well, we know that oil is a world commodity. There's no question about that. But we also know that worldwide, there's about 85 million barrels of oil being produced a day, roughly. And the demand for it is roughly the same. And with the uncertainties in the Middle East, the more that we can produce in America and be less dependent upon the unexpected consequences of things that may happen in the Middle East, we believe that in the long run, prices will go down in gasoline simply because of the basic economic principle of supply and demand.
Congressman, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thanks, Greg.
Congressman Ed Whitfield from Kentucky's 1st Congressional District. He's also the chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Energy and Power. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.